If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're going to talk about digital clutter this morning, something that affects all of us. And joining us to talk about it, digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. How do you define digital clutter?
Good morning, Bob. Well, I define it as the accumulation of unnecessary digital files, accounts, all that information we've collected over time, like old emails, unused apps, forgotten subscriptions, those social media accounts you don't use anymore, and outdated software.
Well, we all have those in one form or another, and some of us may have all of them at the same time, right?
It's so true. It's a real issue that many people don't even realize they're dealing with. It's just like physical clutter. It can slow us down and even pose security risk if it's left unchecked.
Talk to us about why you think it's so important to address this.
I think it impacts us in several ways. It can decrease our productivity by making it harder to find important information when we need it. It can also lead to increased stress and anxiety because we feel overwhelmed by the sheer volume of digital stuff that we have to manage. You have outdated software and forgotten accounts that can pose security risks, those things that can leave us vulnerable to data breaches or identity theft. And it's interesting because when it comes to not being able to find important things, between growing amounts of cloud storage and you can search through AI, you would think it wouldn't be this hard, but the problem is we're less likely to delete something because we know we have the space to handle it.
Right. And why save space when there's always more? So where should someone start if they want to declutter their digital life?
A really good place to start is by taking a digital inventory. So take stock of your devices, list your online accounts, try to gather all the digital files you've amassed. Easier said than done, but this will give you a clear picture of what you're dealing with and help you prioritize what you need to do to declutter.
If you have a lot of clutter, it could slow down a device, couldn't it?
Oh, it absolutely could. And the older the device is, the more likely it is that it's going to be slowed down by that because your machine only has that much memory in it.
All right. So you start by taking inventory and then what?
I would focus on the high usage digital spaces first. So that means email, cloud storage, social media accounts. So for email, start by unsubscribing from the newsletters you no longer read and delete or archive the old messages so you don't have all those things in your inbox. With cloud storage, organize your files into logical folders and then delete duplicates or unnecessary files.
So even if you choose to save the emails, the folders can help you organize, right?
That's exactly right. I totally get the benefit of always keeping everything, so it's a search away, even if it's 10 years later. It even serves as a great time capsule. But when you organize in a folder, that's a great start. And then you can delete duplicates, which is also important. And, you know, you might also subscribe to newsletters. And maybe you get a newsletter every day, and you never delete those newsletters, so those old versions are taking up valuable space.
Hmm. What about social media? Because so many people have accounts they haven't used in years.
So true. Absolutely important to review your overall social media presence. When we talked recently about New Year's resolutions, we talked about this in a way. Close or delete any accounts you no longer use. For the ones that you keep, review your privacy settings and consider limiting what you share publicly, which not only declutters your digital life, but also helps to protect your online privacy.
Right. Let's talk about the devices themselves. How can we declutter smartphones, computers, tablets, what have you?
Great question. For smartphones and tablets, start by deleting the apps you no longer use, so you don't have nearly as many screens with all those apps. Then transfer photos and videos to cloud storage, or if you use an external hard drive, that's fine. And then delete them from your device to free up space. On your computer, you want to clean up your desktop by organizing files into folders. That's very important on a computer.
Continuing with Scott Kleinberg, and we talk about passwords a lot when we talk about digital organization. Any tips for us on that, Scott?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely crucial for both organization and for security. So I always recommend a reputable password manager, which lets you secure strong passwords and generate those strong and unique passwords for all your accounts. This doesn't just declutter your digital life, but it also significantly enhances your online security. And it's very difficult to not stress that, because that online security is so important. So that means always using two-factor authentication when it's available. If pass keys are available, use those. They let you use Touch ID or face recognition to access your accounts and your apps.
My stepson was recently looking over Marianne's shoulder, and she was on her desktop, and my stepson was yelling at her about digital hoarding. Is that a big issue?
I'm not sure if it's a big issue for her, but yes, it is indeed a real and growing phenomenon, and it's characterized by the excessive accumulation of digital files, not just your normal collection, but often to the point where it becomes difficult to organize or use them effectively. And some signs of digital hoarding you may have seen include thousands of unread emails, keeping every digital photos you've ever taken, including the duplicates and the blurry shots, or having trouble finding specific files when you need them. So if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by the digital possessions you have, or spending excessive time managing them, you may be dealing with digital hoarding tendencies. Now, this is different than keeping all your read emails. If your inbox icon shows 20,000 unread emails, which I've seen, you should take steps to fix this, because you may also be dealing with an issue where there's too much email on a server, which could actually lead to you not having the space you need for the most important items.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done anything with old emails other than just delete them, but that's not enough, is it?
It's not really enough, but it's better than some people do. I've seen people where that little thing at the bottom says you're using this much space. It says 99.8% of your 100%, and you're just basically going email to email.
Talk a little bit about the strategies to overcome this digital hoarding.
Yep, sure. One effective strategy is a variation of cleaning things up in the physical world. You may have heard of it referred to as the three box method. I always find this interesting. As you go through your digital items, sort them into three categories: keep, delete, and store. This forces you to make decisions about each item. And another helpful rule that more people may have heard of is the one-year rule. If you haven't used or needed an item in the past year, it's probably safe to let it go. But if you're someone who's extra sentimental, you can create folders identifying something as older than 1 year, so it's separated from what you currently need.
What do you say to people who say they're okay with their inboxes or app screens looking the way they do?
I don't fault someone who is doing what works for them. If you're the kind of person who sees 20,000 unread emails or 5,000 unread text and that works for you, it's not really my place to tell you it doesn't. However, I would ask you what you are potentially missing if there are so many unread messages.
And are there any tools or apps that can help with all this digital decluttering?
Oh, there's definitely help. For email management, there's a service called unroll.me that can help you easily unsubscribe from newsletters. That's one of those things you go to that website and you're like, wow, I didn't know this was there. It's really cool. For photo organization, you can use Google Photos. You can use Apple's Photos app, which automatically characterizes and categorizes your images and also helps you identify duplicates. And for overall file management, use a cloud storage service like Google Drive or Dropbox or iCloud, and it can help you organize and access your files across all of your devices.
Mm-hmm. Good ideas. What's your final takeaway on all this, Scott, for keeping a clutter-free digital life in 2025?
You know, I would say my top piece of advice would be to make digital decluttering a regular habit. If you set aside time weekly or monthly to review or organize your digital spaces, it'll seem much less overwhelming than it is. And I was going to suggest setting a reminder or sending yourself an email to remind you to do it, but that actually seems wrong in this scenario. Consider a post-it note at your desk, a physical note, or on your laptop reminding you to do this at your regular interviews, because if you don't, it's going to just pile up in your digital stuff that you're not reading. Also, be mindful of what you're adding to your digital life. And that means before downloading a new app or signing up for a new service. Ask yourself, is this truly necessary? And finally, don't forget to take regular breaks from your devices. A digital detox, we've talked about those before, can help you reassess your digital needs and reduce overall digital clutter. And I'm sure we'll talk in the future again about digital detoxes and how beneficial these really are. But for now, I would also advocate for just taking your eyes off your screen, going outside for a walk when the weather gets warmer. I know that sounds so crazy, but you have to be reminded sometimes because it's way too easy to become overwhelmed by everything online these days. And sometimes we just have to be reminded to take a break.
Yeah, I think once I declutter my old school hard copy stuff, I'll get around to my digital decluttering. let's open up the Genius Bar. We get questions for Scott every week, and time permitting, we get to yours. And this is one I think a lot of people have. If my iPhone storage is full, what's the best way to free up space?
It really depends, and a lot of it is what we were just talking about tangentially, and that is it depends on what's taking up the space. So you have to figure out what that problem is. Is it too many photos? Is it too many apps? Is it too many text messages? That's something that a lot of people don't realize. If you have never deleted a text message, now I don't delete text messages, so there's that. And I get photos from my wife of my dog all the time. I never delete those. And they take up an incredible amount of space. So those are the things you have to look at. You have to decide what is taking up the space, and you have to see what you can do about alleviating that. And that's either moving things to cloud or using an external storage device. It really depends.
A lot to digest here. I have a feeling many folks will want to hear this conversation again or send it to somebody who is filled with digital clutter. So let me remind you that after the broadcast, we post our interviews. So later on, just go to our show page at WGNRadio.com. Thank you, Scott. You have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.